Among the Syrians who fled their homeland for Michigan is a young family of five. They came here just this past April, trading the violence and death of their Syrian city of Homs for a sparsely furnished rented corner duplex in a modest neighborhood in Dearborn. We'll be bringing you the story of this young family over the next months as they settle into their new life in Michigan. Mann is a 39-year-old carpenter. His 30-year-old wife, Bayan, was a teacher before the revolution broke out in 2012. Homs has seen some pretty intense fighting throughout the four-plus years of civil war there. And that danger forced Mann and Bayan to make a painful decision. First, they fled to Jordan, where they stayed with relatives. And after a vetting process Mann says took a year and 7 months, the family learned earlier this year they were coming to America. And now they're here. Mann, Bayan, and their children, two daughters ages 6 and 18 months, and a 4-year-old son, starting over in Michigan. Last month, producer Joe Lindstroth and I visited the family in their Dearborn home. They speak very little English, and they've asked us not to use their last name because they fear media attention could mean bad things for family members still in Syria. But with the help of translators, we all sat together at their 3.5-legged dining room table, and we talked, sharing biscuits and strong cardamom-scented coffee. And it turns out, that's all you need. For nearly an hour and a half, we talked about all sorts of things. Let's start with first impressions. Apprehensions can run in both directions. Here's Bayan.
I was a little worried when we were told that we would be coming to the United States because of what I've been seeing on the news. And I still get, inquiries by my friends. How is it for you there? Like, how are people treating you? You know, you wear a headscarf. Has that affected the way people are treating you? And I would say, no, actually, everybody's been so nice and accepting, and I haven't had any issues at all. When I was coming to the United States en route, we stopped in Ukraine. And in Ukraine, I felt those kinds of looks and the kinds of things that people were asking me about. But over here, it's a country of freedom, freedom of religion. It's just got so much freedom, and I'm lucky to be here.
The first day I got here, I was a little skeptical. The doors are not as thick here as they are back home. I saw a couple instances outside. People were arguing. 911 was called. Immediately, 2 minutes later, they were here. After we saw things like that, we felt a little safe and started leaving our windows open, because we know that if we call for help, it is going to come.
The kids, on the other hand, were not so apprehensive.
The second day, we woke up, we went out, explored the street, explored the front yard. The kids were very happy. We took pictures of the kids, we took pictures of us, and we sent them to our family back home.
We drank more coffee and talked as the three children played around us. Just a few weeks into their new life in Michigan, free from the risk of shells crashing through the ceiling or government troops arresting them, it's clear Mann and Bayan are once again allowing themselves to dream.
My number one priority is my children, making sure they get their education, making sure they have a bright future ahead of them, making sure they're happy and healthy. Secondary is, finding work that I'm happy with, work that I'll be successful in. And tertiary to that, finding a house that I can call mine.
Yes, we are refugees, and you maybe have a fear of us because you don't know us, just as we have a fear when we arrived here because we didn't know what to expect. But as time goes on, you will get to know us, and you will see that we are going to be friends. We are brothers and sisters. We are people who help each other out. We are just all human beings. There's no separation or ill will towards other people or other religions.
That was Bayan and Mann from Homs, Syria. The couple arrived in Dearborn in April with their three young children. We'll check in with this family periodically on Stateside as they settle in and start the Michigan chapter of their lives. In the coming weeks, we'll learn what life was like at home in Syria before the Civil War, how things changed once war broke out, their journey to Michigan, and why they hope to shed that label of refugees. A special thanks to the Syrian American Rescue Network and to Reem Akkad and Samer Kujan for help with translation.